A production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Chair calls the South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee to order. As a courtesy to the presenters, the committee, and the audience, please turn off your cell phones or at least put them on vibrate. Thank you. The secretary will please call the roll.
Senators Chrisley.
Here.
Hansen.
Here.
Howie.
Here.
Bocek.
Here.
Maher.
Here.
Schmidt.
Here.
Valley.
Here. Quorum has been established. The chair would entertain a motion to on the minutes or to approve them. Been moved by Senator Hansen and seconded by Senator Frisley. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as printed. On behalf of the Transportation Committee, the chair would like to welcome everyone that is here and also our friends out on the internet. Today we have a couple pages with us, and I would ask them to please stand and introduce themselves, and we'll start with you.
I'm Amy Miles.
Amy Miles from Pierre.
I'm Mariah Potts from Gettysburg,
just north of here. Thank you. If anyone is testifying today that has handouts, please give them to the pages and they will distribute them for you. The chair would also like to remind any presenters or people that are testifying today to please sign in on the sheet there that's by the door. As we begin our testimony today, we'll take proponent testimony and then opponent testimony, and then we would normally have rebuttal questions. I do want to, as just a short organizational process this morning, there are, I think, rules in the back of your folders. If not, they will be there in the next time that go over the committee rules. If you have any questions, this is in the Senate. We do it a little bit differently, so it's for those of us that have come from the House, we'll get used to it. We will ask questions after each presenter that testifies. Unless there is a long list of people that day, we may do it all presenters at one time. Always want the committee to go through the chair when asking questions or discussion. And also just remind anyone that if you have a bill that requires someone from outside the area to be here, visit with me so we can schedule it at a time that would work for those folks and the committee both. So if you have something like that, get with me and we'll try and set a schedule that works. This morning, I would like to start out with someone that was going to speak as public testimony last time, and unless there's objection, I would like to give the AGC a chance to give some testimony, and I failed to recognize her at the last meeting, and she has a couple minutes to make a presentation.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Deb Mortensen. I'm with the Associated General Contractors of South Dakota Highway Heavy Utilities Chapter. And my intent was to add a little information as we go forward in the discussion about the need for highway funds. I wanted you to be able to talk to other legislators and your constituents about the economic impact of investing in your infrastructure. And if you'll bear with me for about 3 minutes, I'd like to share some information that I have from the Associated General Contractors of America, from their chief economist, Ken Simonson, that describes, pardon me, that talks a little bit about the economic impact that your construction dollars for non-residential construction have in South Dakota. It's broken down into three areas, the first being construction employment. 41,000 jobs were supported by the non-residential construction industry in 2007, direct and indirect outlays associated with non-residential construction. In October of 2008, there were a total of 24,000 people employed by non-residential and residential construction. They weren't able to break that down any further for just non-residential at the time. Next comes the category of construction industry pay. In 2007, they're reporting that the annual pay for somebody working in non-residential construction averaged $35,900, which is 14.6% ahead of the private sector. When you're talking hourly wages, if you look at the South Dakota Department of Transportation's wage scale, the lowest rate that they're paying, and I assume this is for the shovel operators, is $14.12 an hour. The third and final category that I would like to give you some numbers on is non-residential construction spending. In South Dakota, that totaled an estimated $1.8 billion in 2007. This direct construction spending in the state contributed a total of $3.6 billion to the state's gross domestic product of $33.9 billion. So that direct construction spending added about $1.2 billion in additional personal earnings to the state of South Dakota. So some big numbers, a lot of numbers coming at you fast, but it really illustrates the fact that when you invest in your infrastructure, it does benefit all of South Dakota. That's my 3 minutes. I think I did it in a little under than 3 minutes for you today. So if you have any questions or if you'd ever like any further information on this, I can certainly get it tailored to South Dakota. Thank you very much.
Did anyone have any questions here? Thank you. We're going to move on to the first bill today. The first bill we have up is Senate Bill 23. Will the proponents of this bill please come forward? This is a bill that was introduced at the request of the Department of Transportation. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the committee. My name's Bill Nevin. I'm with the Department of Transportation. Senate Bill 23 is an act to revise the state trunk highway system. This is DOT's standard cleanup bill. Every session we have one or two of these bills that we bring before the legislature to remove a short segment of state highway from the state trunk system. Current law, SDCL 31-4-1, provides that before any road can be taken off the state trunk system, thank you, there must be an agreement in place to transfer title and maintenance responsibility to the local government unit that's going to assume jurisdiction of that road. Typically, such agreements are entered into following a construction project to make an improvement on that road, and in exchange, the local government unit, typically the county, sometimes the city, agrees to accept future responsibility and jurisdiction over it. Almost invariably, these segments are no longer really functioning as part of the state trunk highway system, but really serve a more local function the way things have developed. And it just makes more sense for them to be under local jurisdiction rather than the State Department of Transportation. In this particular case involving South Dakota Highway 134, the Department of Transportation entered into an agreement with Edmonds County. This is a segment of road just over 3 miles long, 3.088 miles in length, and it runs from just west of Mina Lake around to the north and east. It actually goes, it begins at U.S. Highway 212 west of Mina Lake and goes north and east around the lake and ends at the Brown County line, which is 373rd Avenue. Under the terms of this agreement, we rebuilt two structures on that road, one of them a little more than half a mile west and one of them about a mile and a half west of the Brown County line. We also constructed a pedestrian walkway running parallel to the road, following which Edmonds County has agreed to accept jurisdiction. The project has been completed. It was completed in 2008. So in accordance with the terms of that agreement, we're now coming before you to have this segment removed from the state trunk system. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. If I'd stand by if there's any questions any of the members might have.
Are there any other proponents? Does anyone have any questions of Mr. Nevin?
Mr. Nevin, in the agreements, and I know we go through this a lot through the years I've been here, does any money follow the road from the state, or does it the total care and no monetary value, but does the state keep paying some money to take care of that road?
Mr. Chairman, if I might. Senator Hansen, yes, that's not an unusual condition, and in fact, I believe that was the case with this agreement. I believe there was some money for a future chip seal project that was transferred from the state to Edmonds County to assist with that cost.
Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 23? Any opponents of Senate Bill 23? If there are no further questions, we'll close the public discussion on this bill, and the chair would entertain any discussion or motions on Senate Bill 23. Senator Klocek. Been moved by Senator Klocek to pass, and seconded by Senator Schmidt. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote nay. The secretary will call the roll. Aye. Senate Bill 23 has received seven ayes, which is a majority of the members-elect, and it passes as due pass and will be sent to the floor as such.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Would it be appropriate to move consent at this time?
You can move consent. Is there a second? It's been moved by Senator Frisley and seconded by Senator Hansen to go with consent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It will go on the consent calendar. Would Senator Howey, would you present this to the your caucus? And Senator Hansen, would you present it to your caucus? Thank you. That concludes Senate Bill 23. We'll move on to the next bill, which is Senate Bill 30. Would the proponents of Senate Bill 30 please come forward and tell us who you are?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bill Nevin again with the Department of Transportation. Senate Bill 30 is an act to repeal the requirement that the Department of Transportation file a copy of the official state trunk highway map with every county auditor. Currently, SDCL 31-4-13 requires the Department of Transportation to prepare and maintain at its offices in Pierre a map of the state with each of the state highways designated on that map. The statute also requires that DOT send a copy of that map, a hard copy, to every county auditor in the state. And whenever there is a revision to the state trunk system, no matter how big or small, DOT under the statute is supposed to notify county auditors and have the county auditors actually make that change on the map that we have sent them. The purpose is purely informational, and the system is somewhat antiquated. These requirements, frankly, I have learned, have not been followed for a number of years, primarily due to the development of electronic record keeping and communication. Most auditors don't want to receive more paper, given the telecommunications technology we have today. The information is readily available on the department's website, and we have never received any complaint from any county auditor or anyone else, for that matter, about not also providing hard copies to them. The department has spoken with Mr. Erickson, the executive director of the South Dakota Association of County Officials, specifically about this bill. And the purpose of the bill is simply to eliminate that requirement that we provide a hard copy to every county auditor and notify each county auditor anytime there's a change made so that they can make the alteration on their map. Mr. Erickson has advised us that his organization has no concerns whatsoever about Senate Bill 30. So we would ask your support, and Mr. Chairman will stand by if there's any questions.
Are there any questions for Mr. Nevin on Senate Bill 30? Are there any other proponents of Senate Bill 30? Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 30? Hearing no opponents, I guess you don't need a rebuttal. The committee is now open for discussion on Senate Bill 30. It's been moved by Senator Hansen to do pass and seconded by Senator Maher. We'll have the secretary call the roll.
Senators Frisley?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Howey?
Aye.
Kolchek?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye. Senate Bill 30 has received 7 ayes. It has a majority of the members elect as due pass, and we'll go to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Yes, Mr. Maher. There's been a motion for consent on Senate Bill 30. Is there a second? Senator Frisley seconds. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. We'll go to the floor as consent. Senator Maher, would you take that bill to your caucus? And Senator Frisley, would you take it to the Republican caucus and on the floor if it gets pulled off consent? Is there any other matters to come before the committee? Our next meeting will be on Friday. We will take up Senate bills, I think it's 17 and 18, is it? Senate Bills 17 and Senate Bill 18. And right now we're planning on having Senate Bill 9 on next Wednesday. It has someone from out of town that may be coming. Any other business to come before the committee? Senator Kolchek. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Secretary Berquist, the collections you got from the paper from our group, we're asking you to share with the whole department, not just myself, but I just, for all the good work they did, we did get a bouquet of collections or a short dozen, you might say, Baker's short dozen of collections this morning. So. And this committee will also be blessed with some fine collections.
That was a very good move, Senator Kolchek, if you were going to give them to the secretary and leave out the committee. So
you get the ones from, they'll be very special.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Kolchek. With that, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Been moved by Senator Kolchek to adjourn. Second by Senator Maher. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Meeting adjourned.